The Pontiac School Board can appeal the decision. If it decides to go ahead with an appeal, that hearing will take place next week. But Pontiac's numbers are pretty grim, an almost $38 million deficit. The size of the shortfall has quadrupled since 2009 and grown by more than 50% in the past year. It's missed paying some critical bills. The teachers' union took the district to court for failing to pay employee health insurance premiums. If the governor sticks by his decision, the district gets to choose whether to negotiate a deficit elimination plan, ask the governor for permission to file for bankruptcy, or request a state-appointed emergency manager. For the Michigan Public Radio Network, I'm Rick Pluta in Lansing.